bless you this morning. We exalt your name, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, O Lord, for you are good, you are kind. Lord, your mercy endures forever. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we exalt you. We honor you, Lord. We lift up your name higher. Lord, you are worthy to be praised and adored. You are worthy, O Lord. We exalt you. We bow before you, Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. We say you are good and there is none beside you. For who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like you? For you are glorious in holiness and you are faithful in praise. Lord, we honor you. We lay our crown and we worship you. Lord, we lift you up above our anxiety. I lift you up above my anxiety. We lift you up above our expectations. We lift you up above all that is happening around us. You are good and you are good forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this morning, we ask, Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace, for his love upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your day as you step out, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. In the name of Jesus, his banner over me is love. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over my life this morning. In the name of Jesus, any weapon of the enemy that is put together to stand against me in you this day, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare every altar that is put together in this day, in the name of Jesus, to stand against me, I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, oh, you will not stand against me. In the name of Jesus, that which is my possession in you, I receive. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day I assess the provision of God for me in you today. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil reality that is in this day. Every reality of darkness, reality of wickedness, every reality of accident, every reality of the trap of the wicked, I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I silence every evil voice that is speaking over my day. I silence you in the name of Jesus. Every language of infirmity, every language of sickness, every language of attack of the enemy over my life, I silence you. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. Every demonic appearance, every demonic reality over my day, I cancel you. Demonic delay, every demonic traffic along my way, I clear you off by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, my going out is blessed and my coming in is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and I prophesy the blessings of the Lord into reality over me. I prophesy stability in the name of Jesus, for I am established in the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, for my testimony is his word. My testimony is established in the name of Jesus. I declare his blessing upon me. As I go out today, I am blessed. My coming back is with testimony in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless my storehouses in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. Oh, today the Lord gives me major favor, major breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I receive great help for my destiny in the name of Jesus. That which has been promised unto me, but that is still hanging, you are released for me today in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am not dwelling in the valley of receiving for a while. No, I dwell in the reality of the continuous blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, the season of small beginning is over. The Lord launched me into his growth. I grow deeper in him and I bear fruit upward in the name of Jesus. For I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. For I am planted in the presence of the Lord. I am planted in the court of the Lord. I bear fruit in and out of season. The Lord bless me and bless the increase of my hands, bless the increase of my body, bless the increase of my household in the name of Jesus. He has said concerning me that the cruse of my oil will not stop and that the container of my wheat will not be empty. There will always be food on my table and there will be bread in my house. I am preserved and exempted by his blood in the name of Jesus. As I step out today, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profits. I make profits today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, this is the week for our program that we have been announcing since last week. Our program is coming up this week, Thursday. That's about 2 days away, on the 26th of March, 2026, this week Thursday, by the grace of God. The program is going to start by 12 noon. The theme for the program is Great Help. Beloved, this is the season for us to look up unto God and ask for his help, for the Lord to send us help in this season. I would love to see you on Thursday. Come, let us pray together and ask for the help of the Lord. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God. It's going to be prophetic. We are going to give glory to the Lord. We are going to pray and we are going to receive great help, great testimony from him. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokudo Junction along Songo Eleele Road, Ibadan. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I think last week or week before the last, I told you that we are going to have a day that is going to be intercession, that we are going to be praying for Nigeria and we are going to be praying over the prayer request that we have received. By the grace of God, today is the day we are going to pray for this nation and we are going to pray on the prayer request that we have received. Love, I don't want you to, because it is not a prayer of God, send help. It is not a prophetic impartation. It is not a message of out this and that. It is not a declaration of blessing for you. You now push this particular episode aside. No. Wherever you are, we all need to enjoy the peace of the Lord over this nation. If there is peace over this nation, you enjoy the blessings that the Lord will give unto you. That is when you remember to ask for his help. That is why it is important for us to pray for this nation. This morning, I want us to pray for Nigeria. I want us to stand in the presence of the Lord. Wherever you are, I want you to pray that the Lord will stop the hand of the wicked over this nation in the name of Jesus. I want you to make it a prayer unto the Lord. Father, you will stop the hand of wickedness over this nation. Stop the hand of wickedness over this nation. I want you to pray and tell the Lord, Father, break the scepter of the wicked over Nigeria. Break the scepter of the wicked. The rulership of wickedness, you will break them in the name of Jesus. Nigeria has been continuously being under the burden of wickedness. Father, break the scepter of wickedness over this nation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will break the scepter of wickedness over this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, disappoint the expectation of the wicked over Nigeria. Frustrate their enterprise. Disappoint the expectation of the wicked over Nigeria. Their expectation over this nation, Father, you will disappoint them. You will frustrate the enterprise of the wicked over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Lord, you will frustrate the enterprise of the wicked over this nation. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray. Father, let the season of light come. We have dwelt so long under the rulership of darkness. Father, let there be light. In the name of Jesus, in every dark places, dark corner of this nation, over all the region, over the four corners of this nation, let there be light. From the north to the south, from the west to the east, Lord, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for lights in the name of Jesus. Lord, arise, scatter the gathering of the wicked. Father, arise and scatter the gathering of the cruelty in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord arise and scatter all his enemy round about in this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand on your word. This nation must not become the habitation of wickedness, must not become the habitation of cruelty. Arise, Father, and scatter the gathering of the wicked. The enterprise of the wicked will not prosper anymore in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, I want us to ask for the mercy of the Lord over this nation. Psalm 51 verse 1 says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. I want you to turn into prayer over Nigeria. Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon Nigeria. Father, arise and show us mercy in the name of Jesus. Show us mercy in this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon this nation according to your loving kindness. Show us mercy, O Lord. Psalm 123 verse 3. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Father, have mercy upon us, O Lord, in this nation. Show us your mercy, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Psalm 85 verse 7. Show us mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Lord, show us your mercy and grant us salvation in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, redeem this nation, O Lord, by your blood. Father, redeem this nation by your blood in the name of Jesus. We take this nation for the Lord, the government and the people, the land and all its wealth. Father, redeem this nation by your blood in the name of Jesus. Father, you will break the bands of wickedness in the name of Jesus. You will break the altar of wickedness in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, let there be light in the name of Jesus, that the scale of wickedness will fall off the eyes of the people in the name of Jesus, from the youngest to the oldest in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine. Father, we ask, let your blood speak better things over this nation. Let your blood speak better things over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Let your blood speak better things over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want us to pray over the other prayer request that we have received. I want you to lift up your voice and speak to the Lord. There is this prayer request that we have received. Three major ones. The sender of the request is asking for grace and wisdom from God. Let us pray and tell the Lord, Lord, release your grace, release your wisdom upon this request in the name of Jesus. As this request has stated, Lord, let there be the release of wisdom. Let there be release of grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let there be release of success. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will break every cycle of evil over this life. In the name of Jesus, every cycle of difficulty, you will break it. In the name of Jesus, every occurrence of evil in their household, you will break it over her. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up our voice and together we'll pray. We'll break the bands of sickness in the name of Jesus. We'll break the chain of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll break the chain of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is what your word has said, that you have been wounded for our transgression. You were beaten for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace has been laid upon you, Lord, and by your stripes we are made whole. Father, we stand upon your word and we are declaring healing. We claim healing, O God, over these brethren. In the name of Jesus, you will heal them. In the name of Jesus, you will break the chain of infirmity over them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will heal them. You will take away their infirmity. You will take away their pains. In the name of Jesus, you will heal them. No matter the distance that the enemy has covered over them, Father, you will recover. In the name of Jesus, your hand of healing is upon them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, for those that have sent their request that they are in the diaspora. We ask, O God, that the system and the structure of that place will favor them. In the name of Jesus, system and structures that has been put together to hold down the success of its inhabitants over your life, that is broken in the name of Jesus. As from today, wherever you turn to will be favor for you in the name of Jesus. That structure, the system, will favor you in the name of Jesus. It is dawn. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, and the Lord be gracious unto you. I pray that the gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and the Lord give you peace all around in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.